Like I said, most of the stereotypes are related to black guys are pretty negative, but there's one stereotype that we as black men hope to never have debunked. And that is that black male endowment myth. And ladies, my eyes are up here. Once again, based on truth. Not that I'm saying it for myself, not that I'm not saying it for myself. But what I'm saying, you gotta realize, when they first brought blacks here to America, they went to Africa and they got the biggest, strongest Africans they could find. Meanwhile, here in America, the size of the average white man was about 5'6". Yeah, so you can imagine a little 5'6" founding father goes up to the auction block to check out this African-sized African. For some reason, the African's pants is not on. I don't know why, but it's like he's sitting there. He sees this African penis, and he's like, oh, my goodness. And to his little 5'6" founding father hands, it looks huge. And he goes on and tells everybody, all black men have huge penises. And that stereotype just went on and on, and it lives even to this day. But I don't just share this information without having done some research, because I read a book. It's entitled Hung, written by a guy named Scott Poulson Bryant, P-O-U-L-S-O-N dash Bryant with a T, in case you want to look it up. And in this book, they referenced a study where they measured men from three different ethnic groups, black men, white men, and Asian men. And they determined that black men were larger than white men who were larger than Asian men. But did you know that the difference between each ethnic group was 1 inch? That's right, only 1 inch. That's right, the stereotype has taken on a life of its own. I see you looking at me like I got a 12 inches of manhood in my pants. Like I got a whole extra penis worth of penis than you. When really it's just one very thick inch. That curves to the left. I can tell all the women who've been affected by the curve in their lifetime. So people, who hit my spot with that curve?